We're talking pet rescues here on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent, and this comes after news that dogs from a South Korean meat farm made their way to Wisconsin earlier this year. For decades now, South Korea has been at the center of a cultural debate over this long custom of consuming dog meat, but the practice is in decline. We're talking about adopting animals out of distressed conditions like puppy mills, like meat farms, and natural disasters. Humane Society International estimates that more than 200,000 dogs are ordered online and shipped into the U.S. each year from puppy mills across the world. Have you ever adopted a rescue animal? What's the process like? Are you taking care of a quarantined rescue dog here in Wisconsin? What's your situation? We're at 800-642-1234. Ann Reed is president and CEO of the Wisconsin Humane Society. Ann, welcome to the Ideas Network.
I'm glad to be here.
Well, before we talk about rescuing dogs from South Korea, let's talk about the animals that end up in the care of the Wisconsin Humane Society. What is their story? Where do they typically come from?
Sure. What people need to know first is that every local and regional humane society, and there are about 50 throughout the state, are separate from each other and separate from any national. That's just the historic truth of the work, is that we've all grown up separately. So at the Wisconsin Humane Society, through some combination of those organizations, we're operating in Racine, Milwaukee, Ozaukee, Brown, and Door counties. And animals come to us. We're bringing in about 16,000 animals a year, and they're coming to us from all different sources. First of all, it is our primary obligation to serve families in the communities we serve, and that's true of other humane societies throughout the state as well. So if someone needs to give up their animal, we're always here for them. In most of the cities where we work, we're also taking in stray animals and animals who are seized by law enforcement. But because of the wonderful fact that animal homelessness is really falling throughout the northern United States, we're able to help others as well. So we do take animals from shelters in the south, and as we see in this story, some other organizations in Wisconsin, not as it happens the Wisconsin Humane Society, took these dogs from Korea through Humane Society International.
So in February, this happened where a couple dozen dogs were rescued from this meat farm in South Korea, brought to Wisconsin. What did this process of taking them out of the country look like, and who was behind that mission?
So the Humane Society of the United States, again, not directly connected to any Wisconsin organization, has an arm called Humane Society International, and they are very focused on the situation of animals in other countries. That's their primary focus. And so they've been very focused on South Korea. It's a very complicated situation. Significant scale farming of dogs is never good. It's just never a good situation. And I understand that there are a number of these farmers in Korea who would like to get out of that work and need places to put their animals. On the other hand, it's complicated because of the logistics, and as we saw here, you just get a different kind of way you need to manage disease and look at disease than you do for domestic animals.
Well, during this rescue mission, two of the rescues tested positive with an infection. What do we know about brucellosis?
Brucellosis was the infection that these two dogs tested positive for. It's a bacteria. It affects among animals, dogs only. The issue is that it can be transmitted to people, and therefore the state is taking it extremely seriously. It doesn't actually shorten life or cause suffering, but it does cause reproductive infections that are significant, of course. And it's very, very rarely, but it's possible, transmitted to people. So these dogs came into six other organizations in Wisconsin, not the Wisconsin Humane Society, and that is what really created the opportunity. When the state very appropriately ordered that all 26 Korean dogs and any domestic dogs that had happened to be in the shelter with them, essentially wrong place at the wrong time, all be isolated until the testing for the Korean dogs panned out, we at the Wisconsin Humane Society were able to offer our shelter in Door County to take about 25 dogs, which was about half of the total dogs being quarantined. And that really allowed our friends at Hawes and Waukesha and Sheboygan Humane, who
And I think we've just lost Anne Reed. She is president and CEO of the Wisconsin Humane Society. We've been talking about rescue animals and dogs taken from a South Korean meat farm that have made their way to Wisconsin earlier this year, and the process of taking dogs from other countries and from disaster areas, from puppy mills as well. And Humane Society International estimates that more than 200,000 dogs are ordered online and shipped into the U.S. each year from puppy mills all over the world. And you have probably had the situation where you've had a rescue animal rescued from an environment that perhaps was a natural disaster, like a hurricane or a tornado area. We've been looking at rescue missions from abroad and a couple animals being tested positive for brucellosis, which is found in breeding operations in the U.S. that are substandard. It's a rare disease, typically most common in substandard breeding operations. It's passed through birthing fluids and tissue. And because of that risk, these rescue animals that were in Wisconsin shelters were quarantined. And we are looking at what this process looks like as you move animals from different shelters that are quarantined, dogs from South Korea being quarantined in their adopted homes. And new owners are doing that in the Sheboygan County area. And this particular situation is not unique, as the Humane Society International works abroad and has brought these animals to the U.S. to be able to be eventually adopted out, but with a lot of precautions. And so as we look at that, we're looking at, a range of issues when you bring in animals from other countries and animals from these environments. So maybe you have had the situation. You can join in the conversation at 800-642-1234. Anne, are you there?
I'm back.
Okay, so sorry about that. So in the face of disasters like, I know, Hurricane Katrina and the Joplin tornado, California wildfires, when do Wisconsin shelters join the effort to rescue animals in these situations?
Almost always, and these partnerships are so important. What's important in all those kinds of situations is you actually don't want to take the animals that are made homeless by the disaster, and they need to be right where they are because they have people who love them looking for them. The important thing is to take animals who are already in shelter in those places and time has passed, they're ready to be adopted by someone else, and get those animals out so that shelters in the location are clear. And nearly every shelter in Wisconsin is actively doing that when disasters come.
Well, certainly that animal's been under a lot of stress in an environment where there's been stress, there's been movement, maybe they've been transported to different areas. How can families help that animal find stability?
So animals are really incredibly resilient, but you're right that they still need as much stability as they can. And we just, both with our foster volunteers and our adopters, the way they support each other in finding ways just to create quiet and calm primarily and a predictable routine every day, you're right, it's very important.
So when a veterinarian starts taking a look at a rescue animal, do you approach rescue animal adoption in a different way?
You know, I really recommend that people don't. The first place you should go when you acquire a new animal is your veterinarian. And I think it's really helpful to animals and to that veterinary relationship if you take the relationship as new wherever you acquired that animal from. I hope you didn't get it from a pet store. That's just a terrible idea. A rescue or shelter adopting from a pet store is great. The pet store itself buying animals and selling them is awful for several reasons. But wherever you got the animal from, let your vet know that, and let your veterinarian make those medical judgments about what needs to be looked at. And coming to it with no preconceptions really is a good idea.
There are thousands of adoptions every year at the Wisconsin Humane Society. How have you seen pet adoption evolve since the 1970s when the shelter opened?
What a great question. In the 80s and 90s, we had to work hard to convince people that shelter animals were healthy, safe to be around, that shelter animals essentially were great and not flawed. Fast forward to today, wonderfully, we still have lots of great, healthy animals with no problems, but sometimes our longest lines are for animals with medical problems, for a dog with three legs, for a cat with one eye, for a cat who's not allowed to be in a home with other cats. Those are the people, those are the animals for whom people's hearts really come forward, and we're amazed at people's desire to help the animals most in need.
Well, Anne, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Anne Reed is president and CEO of the Wisconsin Humane Society, and we've been talking about how to safely adopt rescue animals that come from distressed environments. Coming up, we explore whether more self-reliance and local community initiatives can better solve societal problems than sweeping national policy efforts. It's a conversation about the upside of less government, not more, with your thoughts along the way. Stay with us right here on the Ideas Network. Okay.